And friends, whether you believe it or not, it costs a considerable amount of resources, and God has put you in the context of His kingdom economy for such a time as this. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. Again, our website, saveus.org. Write to us, call us, 1-800-SAVE-USA. And we'll bless you. God, I believe, is going to bless you. And continue to pray for our country. We're in deep, deep trouble. From pulpit to pew, we need God's intervention by His Holy Spirit, don't we? We do. Thank you, Hans, for joining us. You've been a great encouragement, my friend.
You're welcome, Chuck. Thanks for having me so much.
All right, and we'll be back with you tomorrow. Lord willing, the creek don't rise, my friend. Keep those leadership commandments, and God will bless you.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king, but in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be your views as well. It's Open Line Wednesday. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But I thought with the elections coming up here in California and a number of other states this month, why we'd talk about the presidential election. Now, I do not want anything I say tonight to suggest that I'm endorsing one political candidate over another, but certainly it's very interesting to see how the media has totally blacked out Ron Paul. We heard this last week that Romney, since the election, suddenly he was the only candidate, and we've told that everybody else has dropped out. That's not true. Ron Paul is still there. He is not actively campaigning, but he is still there. And then, of course, the other thing is that that Romney did not, since the election. We do not know. I've checked on the Internet. I can't find out how many votes that the Ron Paul got in Texas, but the votes are not determined by how people vote in the elections. The votes are determined on a caucus basis, and actually Romney got no delegates at all. Let's see, he may get delegates from the way the vote went. He may not get delegates from the way the voting went, and basically the media once again is lying to you, just exactly as they blacked out Sunday Ron Paul's candidacy. Now let me point out that I am firmly convinced that Ron Paul's organizations have been infiltrated. First of all, the media is controlled by the Brotherhood of Darkness, and they've simply slanted the news as far as Ron Paul is concerned, and they just haven't covered him in the last 3 months at all, as if he didn't exist. And all they did was talking about Newt Gingrich and Romney, and you could see that there was an organized effort to remove any significant mention from Ron Paul from the public arena. But then, of course, I am firmly convinced that the people working for Ron Paul, some of them were on the other side. And, Chris, basically what you want to do, if you want to disrupt a political campaign, is you take over its public relations department. And I talked to the key people in Ron Paul's public relations department, and I will tell you that it was very obvious to me that they had no intention of trying to get him onto a radio network. We have about almost 70 outlets here every single week. they were not going to have them exposed to us. And I talked to people in Alex Jones's organization. They had exactly the same problem. In fact, I went up on the internet and I simply typed in Ron Paul's organization infiltrated. There were five references. Two of them are the things that I've said. Nobody else wants to talk about this, and yet this has happened over and over again. I've seen this through the years. Chuck Harder used to do excellent programs on the alternative radio, and suddenly it turned out his best friend was on the other side. Constance Cumby had very real problems. It turned out that his secretary, Constance Cumby, her secretary was working against her. And we see this over and over again, whether it be in radio ministries. I've seen this over and over again with political candidates, good to conservative politicians. Somebody is always working and planted in their office. Certainly Stephen Emerson, who did a lot of fundamental work on the Islamic terrorist movement in the United States. We talked to people in his office, and there was no way they were going to allow him to be allowed on my program. We'll be right back.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Lansing, Michigan, and Bob was simply talking about the books that the young Christians should read. People just coming in, he had said they agreed that the book I mentioned, Evidence That Demands a Verdict, was important. He suggested Fox's Book of Martyrs, which I think is an excellent, excellent book, and he was listing a few of other books. Why don't you give a couple of other books there, Bob?
Well, I'm thinking of Alexander Solzhenitsyn's book on the, communist takeover of the Russian you know, the USSR, the and you know, he documents in that book the millions of people and of course millions of Christians that were slaughtered and imprisoned and tortured.
You're talking about the Gulag Archipelago.
Yes, thank you. I always have trouble pronouncing Archipelago.
Right. Okay. Okay. Anything else you'd like to say before we let you go?
Well, yeah, I guess it just, I would recommend that people are listening to us right now. If they're on the internet, they could go to YouTube and they could look up David Barton. I think his Christian History of America is really interesting. And that's at YouTube. Just search for David Barton, Christian historian.
All right. That's a very, very good suggestion as well. Thank you so very much for calling, Bob. And that's Bob from calling from Lansing, Michigan, about books that the Christians should read. But one of my favorite is Evidence That Demands a Verdict. Evidence That Demands a Verdict. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. I was just talking about the political campaign that's coming up here in June, which, of course, we have four or five major states, of course, going to have their votes on the 5th of June, and how Ron Paul's candidacy is simply being blacked out. I just simply wanted to point out, what does Ron Paul want to do? He wants to phase out the Internal Revenue Service, now on the IRS. Now, basically, I think most people would agree with that, but of course, these things are never mentioned by the controlled media. He wants to phase out the income tax. Oh, I would love to see that. We don't need an income tax. They have lots of other means of raising money, and this would simply make our lives so much better, and we wouldn't have to worry about them coming to get us, you know, if we just fill out a form wrong. He wants to audit and phase out the Fed. He wants to end foreign wars. He wants to bring our boys home from overseas. He wants our army to be used to defend America and not, of course, to be over in Afghanistan with financing altogether with the American troops, 90,000 of them, 46,000 NATO troops, 100,000 contractors, 350,000 Afghan troops, 550,000 people fighting 50 members of Al-Qaeda. I don't think anybody can really understand why we would do that or why the Israelis would release 1,027 convicted terrorists to get back one soldier if we were really fighting terrorism. And then, of course, he wants to stop foreign aid. He wants to secure our borders. He wants to stand with the American people. We'll take a yearly salary of $39,336, equal to the average U.S. worker, instead of the current president's salary of $400,000. He wants to fix health care. He wants to repeal the Patriot Act. He wants to return power to the states. He wants to balance the budget. He wants to abolish corporate subsidies, and he wants to return spending to the level it was in 2006. If you have any comments on any of the ideas he's put forward, why, of course, we would give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. The 12-term Congressman Ron Paul has consistently voted to lower taxes. He's voted for a balanced budget. He wants to lower congressional pay. He wants to allow gun ownership. He is against the national ID card. He wants to keep a free internet. He's against the war in Iraq and Afghanistan. He's against all the bailouts that we're doing now. And suddenly he wants to limit the power of the executive branch of government. Ron Paul has received the overwhelming majority of the donations from individuals like you out there in the listening audience. He doesn't get money from the big corporate executives, but it's the people, the average people who support Ron Paul. But I will tell you, since I've talked about the infiltration of Ron Paul's organization, I've had a number of people who've called to tell me their difficulty donating to Congressman Paul's campaign. Why wouldn't you, if you were running a campaign, why wouldn't you have people there to be sure that the people could donate to your campaign? And the reason why is because the campaign has been infiltrated by people from the other side. The last thing they want is for the American people to know what's really going on. Certainly, Ron Paul is the only Republican candidate who's currently in office. He's most searched for on YouTube. He's an expert on economics and the author of 8 books. He predicted the current economic collapse in 2003. He's refused the lucrative congressional pension program for congressmen. In other words, he would be very comfortable. He's not going to take the government's money because he's a man of principle and he doesn't think that people should be rewarded for serving in Congress. It's a privilege, and most of them are there because they're going to get a nice big fat pension and they have no compunctions in taking it at the expense of the American people. Congressman Paul is a doctor. He graduated from the Duke University School of Medicine. When he was a physician, he worked routinely for lowered fees or worked for free. He has always championed the Constitution. He wants to return a part of the annual budget to the U.S. Treasury, and he's a Christian. But he doesn't talk about his Christianity and try to use that, as Rick Santorum did, to try to get votes. And basically, he's on the right side on all the moral issues. But he says that a lot of these issues are to be taken care of at the state and the local level, not at the federal level. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, we'd love to hear from you. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Congressman Ron Paul wants to establish congressional authority over the money, and he wants to actually do away with the Federal Reserve System because the Fed is controlled by private bankers. And what we've done is we've given control of our government over to a small group of very wealthy people. Of course, I don't think Congressman Paul recognized the fact that these people are part of a conspiracy that is controlled by Luciferian forces. But at least he recognizes that the bankers who control the Federal Reserve System, the Federal Reserve is a privately owned system. It's not part of the federal government. It's about the Federal Reserve is like the FedEx certainly delivery system. Basically, it has the term federal in it, but it has nothing to do with the federal government. Oh yes, of course, the chairman of the Federal Reserve is picked by the president. But the president is told who to appoint. He is told by the central bankers, who provide large sums of money to get the president elected. And this is how the system really works. Certainly, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Now, I am not endorsing Congressman Ron Paul, but this is the background. You're never going to hear from the controlled media. Let's go to Ron calling from Lansing, Michigan. Again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And hi, Ron. How are we doing?
Hey, Dr. Stan. Good to speak with you.
Good to have you with us.
Yes, indeed. Enjoy your show. You talk about Ron Paul and his idea about the America and so on, but I have to understand. But aren't the nations of the world, are they not controlled by the prince of this world of darkness?
You're absolutely right. So why are we out there fostering Lucifer's plan by trying to unite the nations of the world? Basically, the basis of American foreign policy is globalism, and that's Lucifer's program. And the United States government is fostering Lucifer's program. Ron Paul wants to cut off foreign aid. He wants to bring our troops home. He wants them to be defending America. Certainly, and I think he recognizes the spiritual aspect of this, but certainly sure. He would never be allowed to say that on national television. But anything else, Ron?
What are your thoughts about the quote, the Most High rules in the kingdoms of men? In other words, God sets up and tears down kingdoms.
Right.
And it's more of our duty to rest in Christ and let God work accordingly.
In other words, we shouldn't vote, we shouldn't be involved, we shouldn't be concerned about the things that are going on in our society.
Mm-hmm.
What, you're asking me that?
Yes. I mean, basically you're saying we shouldn't be involved.
I believe that, you know, Christ set us forth to preach the gospel.
Right.
And ultimately, it's God's calling men to repentance. And I think when it comes to the nations of the world, you know, my belief on this is that, you know, God rules over the kingdoms of the world.
You're absolutely right, but what should we do?
Right.
What should we do about the genocidal program that's already killed between 4 and 6 billion people, kills 1 million people, maybe a couple of billion every day, intends to kill off billions more? Should we do absolutely nothing, or should we support somebody who wants to counter that?
Well, I think that goes back to the prayer closet. I believe that
the Lord
rules over those things, and he's certainly not caught off guard by it.
Who are you going to vote for president?
I probably will not vote.
Okay, fine. This discussion would not influence you. I think you have a perfect right not to vote, but I think one problem we have is some people are so heavenly minded, they're nervously good. Hold that and just get your response when we get back.
I appreciate it.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
In your state or not?
See, I don't even know because I usually get involved in politics, but since you're talking about Ron Paul, I called because I wanted to know how I could get involved, if there is anything I can do.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here. We've got Marjorie calling from Petersburg, New York, and she wants to know how to get involved. Well, first of all, you want to listen to our programs regularly. There will be either a Democrat or a Republican party in your area, or Libertarian party out there, and what you need to understand is what the issues are, who the people are. You need to understand the spiritual forces working behind the scenes. You need to understand our Constitution. An awful lot of people out there involved in the political process who don't even understand how our Constitution is written, and the fact that most of what goes on in Washington, D.C. is treasonous. The people have sworn when they become congressmen or senators to uphold our Constitution, and then they said they vote for all sorts of things that are outlawed by the Constitution, and we have subversive elements working at the highest levels of our government. Let me suggest one place to start would be the Institute on the Constitution. Learn about the Constitution. And right now, of course, I don't know what's going to happen. I said there's going to be a Republican convention in August, and certainly if Romney is the nominee, perhaps Ron Paul will run as a third-party candidate. This is going to be one of the most exciting races of your life. And certainly you want to be involved at the national level, but you also need to be involved at the local level, because the other side has a slogan, and that is, think globally but act locally. And they've taken over the governments all across America, the local level. There are a million things that you can do, and if you need more help, you can always call me off the air, and I'll be glad to give you at least my advice. Okay, anything else, Marjorie?
Oh, no, that's fine.
Okay, God bless. And but how are you hearing us there in Petersburg, or what station are you hearing us on?
This is a 102-point victory. I think it's WJIV.
Okay, very good. It's good to have you with us, and just keep listening. Encourage the other people there in New York to listen, will you?
Well, you really inspired me because I want to get involved. When you talked about Ron Paul, all of a sudden I thought, yes, there is something I can do. Before I felt helpless.
God bless. And basically, remember, behind everything are these powerful spiritual forces. So you certainly want to pray as if it's up to God, and then work as if it's up to you. God bless.
Yes, thank you very much
for calling.
Thank you
very much. Let's go to John calling from Spokane. Hi, John. How are we doing?
Hey, it's good to hear. Good to call in again. I really enjoyed your the earlier hour when you were talking about the CAFR. But with the politics issue,
right,
on Ron Paul, first of all, I remember somewhere in the Bible that God wanted us to elect representatives, but wanted us to avoid kings and one-man ruler type situations.
Well, you're probably talking about 2 Samuel 8, where, of course, the people there wanted a king because, of course, they didn't like the judges. And Samuel said, you don't want a king. Because at that time, the Jewish people were free. They did not have a ruler. They did have judges and happened to be Samuel's sons, and they were corrupt. But the people insisted on a king. And so basically what Samuel said to them, and it's so true, it's true today. If you have a king, he's going to tax you. If you have a king, he's going to have your sons and daughters going off to war. They're going to be running beside his chariot and working in his gardens. You do not want a king. And the children of Israel said they wanted a king, so Samuel went to the Lord. And the Lord said, Samuel, it's not that they've turned against you, it's that they've turned against me. Give them a king, but tell them exactly what's going to happen. So that was basically the background of what you're speaking of. Go ahead.
Oh, yes. One thing that I would like to see and hear at this upcoming Republican convention in this summer, one thing I would like to see and hear the delegates voting for Ron Paul instead of Mitt Romney, and then booing Mitt Romney off the stage.
Well, it's going to be very interesting to see what will happen. I hope that, they do not boo Mitt Romney. That is not a polite thing to do. You shouldn't boo people or insult them. I would hope that the candidates who are pledged to Ron Paul or support him would act like gentlemen.
Okay.
Okay, anything else, John, before we let you go?
You've got a great program.
God bless. And our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. We'd like to know what you think. If you have a question or comment, we'd love to hear from you right here at Radio Liberty.
Do you believe that you've seen the handwriting on the wall? More regulation, more taxation, and more Big Brother to come? All these things mean less of what we cherish, including liberty and freedom. Maybe you're looking to discover a place to relocate. After seriously considering several other countries, we've fallen in love with Chile. Don't get me wrong, it's not Shangri-La and it isn't a utopian society. Anywhere you go, there are trade-offs. Moving out of your own country and relocating thousands of miles away isn't for everyone. But if it seems interesting to you, call Jeanette at 413-835-7961. It's the United States phone number, but it rings in Chile. 413-835-7961 or go to the website at southernchileproperties.com. That's southernchileproperties.com. Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Invita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid that is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. And we have Ann calling from Cincinnati, who, of course, has been through some very traumatic affairs. She has been the victim of a DID program. That's the dissociative identity program. And basically, these are certainly mind control programs. They're not imaginary. They're very real. She has certainly listened to my programs with Dr. Colton Ross and his book, The CIA Doctors. She's probably read about Operation Monarch. She's probably heard our interviews with certainly Russ Dizdar and certainly Doug Millar, and basically there are really our programs aimed at creating dissociative personalities. Certainly Mark Phillips, Kathy O'Brien. So much information out there. These are not imaginary. They're real. And they are simply attacking people's minds, attacking their souls. Because, and of course, what people do not understand is that there are some very dark spiritual forces working at the highest levels of our government and even with the CIA. The CIA is very compartmentalized. And many people in the CIA have no idea what other people in the CIA are doing, just as our friend John Loftus worked for the Justice Department. He had security clearance three levels above top secret. His job was to track down the Nazi sympathizers who killed 2 million Jews in Belarus. They killed 2 million Jews during the Second World War in Belarus. And so John Loftus is looking for them all over the world. And of course, he doesn't understand that another branch of the Justice Department has brought them to New Jersey, where they're living comfortably. And of course, they are under our protection so that the Jews can't track them down and hold them to task for what they've done. The same thing is true with the CIA, these mind control experiments, but we have so much information on that. Our telephone number again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. And anything else you'd like to say, Ann?
Well, they did not succeed, but I didn't know what was going on. It was horribly taxing on me. It was almost relentless. It actually begun before this last year, but this last year they had been really, really targeting me. I didn't understand what was going on until I finally looked at your website and then began to realize you might know something that I needed to know. And it reminds me, not only in the book of Revelation where it talks about buying and selling in the souls of men, but also there's a scripture in the Old Testament, I don't remember who it was referring to, intended to, but I think it might be applicable, as they have caused the slain to fall, they must fall. God said, because you've caused my people to fall. Dr. Sam, I'm concerned that there's an intentional effort to not only neutralize Christianity, but in fact to destroy it. Some of these sick people that have some power trying to destroy Christians and destroy their faith.
Well, unfortunately, Anne, they're working at the highest levels of Christianity today. I don't know if you've seen the material coming out on the Trinity Broadcasting, this television network, and, of course, the family that owns that are obviously fleecing the sheep, as it were. They're making millions of dollars, which they're pocketing. They're not doing the Lord's work. They talk Christianity, but they're not doing it. We find Ted Haggard, of course, who headed the National Associations of Evangelical Christians with 30 million members. And, of course, he was using his position to undermine Christianity. And believe me, the reason that Ted Haggard was there was because they've infiltrated the upper echelons of the Protestant movement. They've infiltrated the upper echelons of the Catholic movement, and they have pedophiles and homosexuals at the highest levels of the Catholic Church. And those of you who have never heard my interviews with Malachi Martin need to understand there are Masonic cells and satanic cells in the Vatican working today. So you're absolutely right, Anne. There's an effort to undermine Christianity from both without, that's the attacks into media, but also from within. The important thing for you, what you need to do is put your total faith in the Lord. You should be praying every single day for deliverance and for protection, provision and protection. Okay?
Thank you. God bless.
God bless. Okay, fine. And our telephone number again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. Well, Julie had called in from New York, would like to hear my opinion about the Bilderberger Group and their impact on the U.S. elections. And I will tell you that the Bilderberger is certainly a group of some of the most wealthy and powerful people in the world today. And, of course, you'll certainly read a lot about them in the American Free Press and the Internet. You'll hear about the Bilderbergers. And let me tell you that I think it's a diversion. Not that they're not real, not that they involve some of the key people in the world, but I don't think they're the center of power. I think they focus our attention on the Bilderbergers so that we will not see the other organizations. We will not be watching the trilateralists. Now, it used to be the Council on Foreign Relations was the key organization, and they really ran things up until the they organized the Bilderbergers, I think, in 54. But the real power shift came in 72, 73, when the Trilateral Commission was organized. But even that is certainly not the ultimate organization. All of the organizations, whether it be the Masons, Skull and Bones, certainly the Bohemian Grove, they're all of these groups, the Rosicrucians, the Theosophists. If you haven't actually heard my talk on the case for a satanic conspiracy, or really my talk on the Brotherhood of Darkness, probably that's the best place to go. They're all involved. But at the very apex of this whole world movement is a satanic movement. Now, they want to focus our attention on the Bilderbergers so that we will not recognize the spiritual component behind what's going on, and we'll poke a finger at the Bilderbergers, and we'll point out that David Rockefeller is there, and Lord Rothschild is there, and of course, if Rothschild is there, it's got to be a Zionist conspiracy. It's all to mislead us. This is not a Zionist conspiracy. It is not a Masonic conspiracy. There are people involved from these groups, but most Jews are loyal American citizens. Many of them may be very liberal, but some of the best conservatives I know are Jewish Americans who love this country as much as I do. But understand that they focus our attention on a group like the Bilderbergers, so we will not see the rest of the story. And I hope, Julie, from upstate New York, that'll answer your question. Well, right now we've got Susie from she's calling from Union Gap. If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, it's open line Wednesday, so give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And hi, Susie, how are you doing?
Well, hello. It's a nice evening here. We're listening to you.
Good. Well, I'm glad. Now, I thought you were having a lot of rain up there. Is it let up?
Oh, there might be rain on the west side of the mountains, but here it's been dry and warm.
Okay, fine. Well, do you have a question or comment for us?
Well, a comment concerning the man who called in and kind of said that Christians maybe just to trust the Lord to take care of things and they not do anything. There was a time I went through my Bible and I found that there were very many names of people who in one way or another affected or participated in the government. You know, that there's a great number of prophets who were involved in speaking to the rulers and to the government. You had Mordecai, who sat at the gate, there's the verse from Ezekiel that God put a mark on all who sighed and mourn, and I'm sure that was Mordecai, his situation. So here he heard the two men plotting to assassinate the king. Now what if he never reported what he heard? Would certainly be a whole different story than what we have in the Bible. And then later, Mordecai went to Esther, and he says to her, "Who knoweth whether thou art come into the kingdom for such a time as this?" So we do need to count. Stand up and count. Jael, who put the tent peg through the one man's
He drove it to his ear, right?
Yeah, or his temple, right? Anyway, it was the side. He did it. Took courage against this great and powerful government leader. But,
Susie, I agree with it. I think you're absolutely right. It's not a matter of either or it's, I believe we are here, we're put on the earth for a purpose, and I think that we should certainly worship our Lord and try to draw close to Him. But I feel, at least for myself, I'm called to try to awaken people in the process. I hope to turn them towards the Lord, but also I want to try to preserve at least some element of freedom for my children and my grandchildren and my great-grandchildren. And I have a great-grandchild today, a couple of them. And basically, because we're hoping to have more down the line, I think that we're in the earth, we're to be here until the Lord comes. And so there's some people who are called simply to be prayer warriors. I don't criticize them. That is what they're called to do. I feel that I'm called to be involved and involved politically, involved educationally, historically, and my job is to try to explain to people we're involved in a spiritual battle, not a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield. It is a spiritual battle, but I think we're to be involved in it at whatever we are called. Our telephone number again is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. But anything else you wanted to say, Susie?
Oh, yeah. Talk all day.
All right.
A true witness delivereth souls. And we have a verse that when the wicked rule, the people mourn, but when the righteous rule, the people rejoice.
I love that one, that, yes.
Yeah. In the 90s, I can't remember if it was 94 or 96, we had a Christian legislator. He'd been a legislator many years. Ellen Craswell ran for governor. She had made it through the primary. And when it came time for November's vote, you know, I supported Ellen, but I called the Republican office here, and I asked, they were telling people they were the governor, and I was told, well, we don't want to under her kind of standard. So we're telling people to vote for Democrat Gary Locke. And
well,
Ellen Locke,
Republicans like that, you don't need enemies, do you?
Oh, no. And Ellen lost by about 5,000 votes. And then, I think it was 92, we had a statesman, a man, Harold Hochstetter, ran. And he also lost by about 5,000 votes.
Well, let me tell you that the hierarchy of both the Republican and the Democrat Party is controlled by the same people, and they just wear different hats. The last thing that the hierarchy in most instances want is an honest man in office that they can't control. It's all about power, and of course behind that are these dark spiritual forces. Anything else you want to say before we let you go?
Oh, yes. Recently, paper came across in front of me, said that only about 37% of Christians vote. And I'd like to tell the people, there is another thing, I did a study one time on false prophets, false teachers, and, you know, you might find them in your, find them in other places of authority you think would be a good guide on voting or how to live your life concerning this issue. And I want to tell the people, do not be deceived. Do not be deceived, but the Lord can tell you to stand up. He'll
and I'll tell you what, I go a lot on my beliefs. I believe that God points out the fact that there really are key people in many of our ministries and key people in our political parties and key people who are close friends of our political leaders who are on the other side. Hey, I'm going to have to let you go, but thank you so very much.
Okay, thank you.
God bless, and let's go to Suzette, who's calling right now from Monterey. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-2295. Hi, Suzette, how are you doing?
Oh, Dr. Stan, I'm doing very well.
Okay, do you have a question or comment?
Well, Mike, I just wanted to remind everyone, especially California voters or people that have primaries coming up, that Ron Paul is still on the ballot. We are still campaigning for him here in the 20th Congressional District.
And basically, he is still running. Basically, he just said he didn't have the money to be putting a lot of ads in, but he has not dropped out of the race. And he's out there. He's collecting delegates. And basically, it may very well be he got a lot more delegates out of Texas than Romney. And when they tell us that if Romney has won, They're simply lying. But then what would you expect from the media, who's covered up the fact we paid for almost over a half a million people fighting there in Afghanistan against 50 members of Al-Qaeda? The media's controlled, and they're never going to tell you the truth. I don't even believe in the page numbers. I always recheck them. I do not even believe they number the pages properly. That's an exaggeration, but go ahead, Suzette.
Well, I just want to remind everybody that Ron Paul is running, and I think we owe it to ourselves, for those of us that many people for the first time in many years will be actually able to vote for someone as opposed to voting against someone, and that the more delegates that we can collect for Ron Paul, the better, and that's how it works in California anyway. Each congressional district is allotted a certain amount of delegates. And if we can win the 20th, which is Monterey, Santa Cruz, we can win three delegates for him. So we were just out tonight having our meeting and strategizing, and we're still canvassing, going door to door. We're doing calls, and we are getting ready to put up 60 more yard signs in our town for the upcoming election. So we're very excited, Dr. Stan, and I just wanted to take this chance to thank you for allowing me to come on your program and talk about Ron Paul. I know you like him. But
well, I can't openly endorse him here, but certainly people can certainly surmise whatever they like. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-2295. We have room for one or two more calls if you'd like to call. Right now we have Suzette calling from Monterey. Suzette, do you have a telephone number or website you'd like to get out? And hang on for just a moment. We'll give you a chance to get that out.
Thanks.
Suzette, you go right ahead. Do you have a website
many decades,
or a telephone
great United
number
States
you'd like to put out?
Yeah, we have a website.
Because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Whether you want more energy to keep up with everyday life or simply the great feeling that comes from better health, you won't get there without serious, proven nutritional support. I'd like to suggest that you try Propax NT. Propax contains a powerful group of nutrients called the NT factor, specifically designed and clinically validated to enhance cellular energy. Clinical trials have demonstrated that Propax improved participants' energy levels. They felt better, too. Why don't you go to the website for complete information? It's simply propax.com. That's P-R-O-P-A-X.com. Or you can call 800-982-9158. Propax.com or 800-982-9158. Find out about Propax today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. This is Etzis pointing out that Ron Paul is still in the race. He's not dropped out of the race. He has said he was not going to be spending money campaigning because he doesn't have it. And one reason he doesn't have any money is because he's been sabotaged by the people within his campaign who blocked people who wanted to give money. I was one of them, and we certainly called and asked about giving money, and they said they'd get back to you, and they never got back. I cannot imagine that happening, and we've heard this not from only myself, but others. They've blocked him from getting free coverage on the major alternative radio, but basically his campaign, I'm convinced, is thoroughly infiltrated. Anything else, Suzette, before we let you go?
That's it, Dr. Stan. I just want to thank you. I love your program, as you know.
God bless. Thanks so much, Suzette.
Okay, bye.
Ryan, let's quickly go to Eric. Eric, we're about out of time. Do you have a quick question or comment?
Yeah, Dr. Stan, the fellow, Paul, I think, who was challenging the need for personal involvement in opposing combating evil.
Right.
Dr. Stan, the last time I was politically active was when Bo Greitz ran for president, and I got an autographed copy of Bo's book called Calls to Serve, and right. I would tell that man in Lansing, if he wants to contact me, I'll leave my number so he can read this book, or otherwise contact Bo Greitz and get his book, Calls to Serve, because I just was reviewing a section where he was going in with his team to recover, you know, MIAs, POWs, and at every point where it seemed an insurmountable challenge, the enemy was closing in, or the boat that was supposed to pick them up on the river wasn't there, he would depart and go into prayer and call upon Almighty God to deliver him and his team. And every time, he was delivered by Almighty God.
And I think that's true, Eric. I think Bo Greitz's political efforts were infiltrated. He was attacked by some of our supposed leading conservative organizations. And the reason that they're leading conservative organizations is so they can attack good candidates. God bless. Thanks so much for calling. Point well made. We're going to have to let the things go. We're not going to take any more calls. But this is the time I need to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty, my ministry, is primarily listener-supported. We right now do need your help if you're in a position to help. So if you can join the Radio Liberty family or have something you'd like to advertise with us, why, of course, we'd love to hear from you. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. Let me, of course, hope that you'll get my talks on the forbidden secret, on the dark secret, on the dangerous deception. They're all DVDs, and the syllabuses were the first two. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Those things will hold you over. We will be having some more DVDs coming out of the upcoming conference. I'm going to be speaking this weekend at the Marriott Hotel in Santa Clara on Sunday morning. If you're up in that area, why, I hope may you be there, and we'd be glad to meet you at our table. And then, of course, we hope that you'll tell other people about our ministry, about the fact that this really is a spiritual battle being fought on a political and ideological battlefield. People can listen to our programs on the internet 4 hours a day, live archive programs, or they can hear us on shortwave, they can hear us on the telephone if they have unlimited minutes, they can certainly hear us on satellite. We have so many means of getting the message out. We need people who want to understand what's going on and want to understand we're involved in a spiritual battle that is being fought on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield. But it is a political battle. It is a spiritual battle for the souls of men. So please, please pray for Alex Jones and Joyce Riley and John Leffler. And please, please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. And so until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you. Rule the night with a light from above. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Gary Arnold, who's also going to be speaking at the Conspiracy Conference this coming weekend. He'll be speaking probably right after me or early in the afternoon on Sunday. Gary is also a candidate for the Board of Supervisors here in California. And what are you in the First District?
Yes, Dan, in the right in the heart of Santa Cruz County.
In the heart of Santa Cruz County. Well, but certainly we're interviewing you tonight about your the fact that you're going to be speaking at the Conspiracy Conference. And so what are you going to be speaking about? And, Chris, does this get over into some of the issues that face us here in Santa Cruz?
Yeah, well, I'm going to be checking the depth and some of the origins of the policies today that are really in their final culmination. We looked at Hitler's final solution, and as you know, the Santa Cruz County has adopted the so-called final draft of Agenda 21, and this is repeated throughout the country under ICLEI, and ICLEI is a front for the World Bank. It's funded by the World Bank and the European Union. And many of the cities and counties have contracts with this World Bank to change and alter the local laws in order to prepare for top-down administration. And in the case of North America, it would be the culmination of the North American Union.
Well, I think it's important that people understand that basically there is a nationwide, a worldwide subversive movement. And basically it is to do away, of course, with the laws of the individual states and bring everybody under international law, using the threat of to Mother Earth, of the threat of the environment, to justify massive expansion of government control over the lives of the people and imposition of a government controlled by an unelected bureaucracy. And this is what communism and socialism and fascism are all about. And basically, of course, we have a constitution in the United States. This is simply a means of doing an end run around our constitution. It is a subversive element. The enemy is not in Moscow. The enemy is not in Beijing. The enemy is not in Cuba. The enemy is not hiding in a cave somewhere in Afghanistan. The enemy is right here in America, operating through ICLEI and through all these other subversive organizations that take away our property rights and our freedom. Would that be a fair analysis, Gary?
It certainly is. In fact, the wars we've seen in the last 100 years have really been designed to drive the centralization of the Western nation, especially the United States, which is really so unique in history and time, that we broke up and divided all that power, both horizontally and vertically, with our systems of states and separating the legislative, executive, and judicial from each other. And it certainly has been a challenge for them to break it up. And a lot of those plans were set forth by Colonel House, who wrote Philip Drew Administrator. And if people, that's a free download on the internet for people that are looking for that. But Colonel House, in that book, you'll find that he is doing the militarization, just as Obama is today, of the United States. And it does.
Hold that thought, and we'll be back here in just a moment with Gary Arnold. Colonel House, of course, was very influential from about 1912 until the time he died in the mid 1930s. One of the most evil men of modern history.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued.
global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Cindy Carey is talking about these programs of Agenda 21, about ICLEI, about how they are using the threat to the environment to justify ever more control over our lives. They want to take away the rights of private property because private property is foundational to being free. If you can't own your property, if somebody can actually control your property, they can control you. And so basically, this is why they have their planning commissions. Certainly, this is why they have all their rules and regulations. This is why they certainly, with the help, full help of the local the newspaper, they're able to increase government control over every aspect of our lives. Fortunately, we do have a local radio station that is at least allowing some of the truth out, so things are a lot better than they used to be. Of course, our guest is Gary Arnold, who is running for supervisor in the 1st District, but he's going to be talking about at the conspiracy conference this weekend about Agenda 21, this subversive, treasonous plan to alter the structure of our society, not only here in the United States, but society throughout the world. Go right ahead, Gary.
Right. Well, I'm running against this political machine, and you're correct in your assessment that they wrap themselves in green when really they are the culprits behind the pollution. You look at Operation Cloverleaf. We have two members of the Board of Supervisors that are on the Air Resources Board. They know totally what's happening. There's a hangar over on Fort Ord, which has three airplanes in it, together with a couple of drones, but those airplanes test the air on a regular basis. They know about Operation Cloverleaf. I've talked to some of the employees there. They won't, they'll tell you, but they won't go on public record.
Well, could you tell our listeners what is Operation Cloverleaf?
This is an operation that's managed under an outfit called MITRE, M-I-T-R-E, and that's out of McLean, Virginia. It's right alongside the CIA. And, of course, the person that's in charge of it is James Schlesinger, who used to be head of the CIA. Now, MITRE coordinates three outfits that are necessary to make the allow the planes to fly off course. They coordinate Homeland Security, the Department of Defense, and the FAA. And, of course, we've got, I was talking just seconds ago about, you know, this being Panettistan and how important Leon Panetta is to the connection that, you know, goes directly to the conspiracy. And today we see him moving from the CIA to the Department of War, or Defense as we call it now. But he has been instrumental. He's been inside the Nixon White House working with Kissinger in order to move Nelson Rockefeller up to the presidency. He was chief of staff for Bill Clinton. He was Rockefeller man inside the Clinton White House. He was co-chairman with David Rockefeller Jr. on the Pew Oceans Commission. And, of course, Pew is Sun Oil. I mean, it's all of the billionaires and millionaires. And they advocated turning the oceans over to the UN. And today we've got Howard Taft the IV, who is a member of Skull and Bones, and Obama pushing to have the Lost Treaty approved, which is Law of the Sea Treaty, to turn the oceans basically over to the United Nations. So Leon Panetta has been key in every element of the conspiracy. The congressman sitting in the seat that he used to sit in is Congressman Sam Farr, who's known for flying the United Nations flag at his office in Washington, D.C. He wrote the foreword to the Santa Cruz final draft of Agenda 21. So we've got a hold by the tail of a couple of these people that are, you know, guilty as you can be.
But I think it's so important people understand that Agenda 21 is a subversive effort. This whole thing is subversive. It's aimed certainly at destroying the foundations of our freedom, our Constitution, and centralizing power with government and bureaucracy in total conflict with the ideas set forth in our wonderful Constitution. Go right ahead.
Right. I'd like to give out my website a couple of times because we've produced a 16-page full-color magazine or tabloid on many of these Malthusian issues. I mean, we've got full pages on the GMO food, the vaccinations, the spy meters, and we go on and on with that. We've used John Swinton's quote on the newspaper showing that, in fact, the newspapers are there to lie and cheat and to worship at the feet of mammon, their owners. We've got a article on the origins of the Federal Reserve, but all that's available if they just go to arnoldistheanswer.com. And we have a produced movie also that was done by Anthony Hilder that's a side piece for that 16-page tabloid that's being circulated throughout the district in this campaign.
All right, fine. Well, Chris, basically, what sort of response you're getting to actually people beginning to wake up to the fact that there really is a subversive movement that begins here in Santa Cruz, is actually metastasized from here, not only across our country, but across the world. It's called Agenda 21, the master plan for the 21st century, and its goal is to change the structure of our society and, of course, to make individual freedom simply a remembrance of things past. Go right ahead.
Well, I'm surprised. Your question actually gives me chills right now because we went into one place at one of the FedEx stations around here, and there was a couple of young people at computers, and we gave them a tabloid. And one young man looked up, and he says, "These are the Georgia Guidestones. That's our front page cover we have there." And so immediately he saw it. I mean, we don't say it's the Georgia Guidestones. We've got the information on there. But he responded to it, and another person that was sitting next to him, they were not associated with each other at all, turned around and started talking about Agenda 21. In Capitola Village, I was dropping a couple of, it's just outside my district, but they have influence and cross-information, so I dropped some tabloids in that area too. And the lady says, oh, let me have one of those. My husband's going to want one. And she hands me a copy of the event for the conspiracy conference coming up this weekend. So there's people out there at different stages that are much more aware, and we've been blessed by that independent radio station you've mentioned with Alex Jones on there twice a day. And, of course, your work that's been going on for decades and decades. And it's valuable. People are more prepared to listen and hear now than ever before, because we're hurting much more now than ever before.
And my fear is we're going to be hurting a lot worse before this year is over, certainly before next year is over. But I think there are going to be cataclysmic events coming down the line this year. And I think it's all planned, and because they're hoping the people will be so desperate, they'll turn to government and give up their freedom. We're hoping the people are going to be so desperate, they'll be willing to take a stand against the evil people working at the highest levels of our local government in a subversive movement to take away property rights. Go right ahead, Gary.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think we're going to see, I think that lady's book about shock and awe that has been used in South America and of course, in the wars under Henry Stimson, who was member of Skull and Bones, Secretary of War for World War One and Two, and the atrocious murdering and killing of civilians and the setting up of the wars in the first place are certainly an indication of where we're going. And, of course, we've got the 9/11 and then the absolute hilarious fiction of bin Laden being killed 10 years after he's been dead, and the ever-changing story of how that occurred provides humor, a very gallows humor, to the situation we're facing today.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And Gary is going to be speaking at the Conspiracy Conference this weekend on Sunday. And Sydney, what is your exact title of your speech?
Stan, I don't have an exact title, but it will have to do with the end product of the meters that were developed that are now attached to the house. Instead of a biochip being implanted in your arm, they now have a Gestapo meter or a spy meter that's attached to every business in the house. And we find from airport records and Fort Meade different reports that have been released where they're talking about their ability to cause, by modulating the frequencies, that they can cause dizziness, nauseousness, or unconsciousness. There are reports that shows the effect on every part of your body. And this has been developed, and it's, again, the contract with PG&E is with ICLEI. And in order to deploy these meters, and the word deploy is a military term, and because it is these are weaponized meters that certainly create the incarceration and control and rationing device that they can use to modulate or control the people as they continue the culling that they've began some time ago.
Now, of course, they call them smart meters. The smart meters, of course, send out an electronic signal and tell when you are utilizing your electricity and how much you're using. They really want, of course, to curtail use of electricity and use it primarily in the middle of the night. I mean, isn't that nice? And if you don't use it in the middle of the night, they'll raise your fees up. But this goes along with the smart appliances. Every appliance in your home will soon have and be required to have a smart chip in it. This will tie into the smart grid, of course, which will be part of this whole method of spying on people and monitoring them and everything they do. The ultimate goal, of course, is to know how much electricity you get, to force you to stop using electricity, They really want, of course, to deindustrialize America.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. SeedCatalog.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Gary Arnold. If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment for Gary, who is, of course, running for supervisor. And is your opponent John Leopold?
That's one of them. There's another gentleman that's from the Sierra Club, Charles Patton, I believe is his last name.
All right, fine. So basically Gary's running for supervisor in the upcoming election. Our telephone number, if you have a question for Gary, and of course the reason we're having him on is because he is going to be speaking this coming weekend at the Conspiracy Conference. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And Now, most people have never heard of ICLEI, and yet, of course, our county has actually a contract with ICLEI, which is a subversive organization. Why does our county have a contract with a subversive organization? Because the subversive element controls Santa Cruz County. And of course, they have all sorts of crazy programs. They want to buy a segment of rail line here at an exorbitant price, and they're going to get it to pay for itself by shipping freight from Capitola to Aptos. Now, those of you out across America don't realize that there's about a 5-mile stretch of line that certainly you could ship things by truck. You could ship them assembly by any way you want to. You could rent a trailer and take freight from a period of 5 miles. But they're planning on financing this multi-million-dollar structure of rail line, which, of course, has all these trestles, and they're going to cost tens of millions of dollars in upkeep. And they're planning on certainly financing this by shipping freight over a distance of 5 miles from Capitola to Aptos and Aptos to Capitola. Has anybody ever questioned how they really think that's going to work?
Well, no. In fact, it's a distraction. It's one of those lullabies that they give to the people. During the meantime, they keep deindustrializing the United States and putting more controls and fines and regulations on any commerce that could ever happen. One of the other players in this, surprisingly, the people that really should be looking out for us is the Real Estate Association. At the national level, they're involved in supporting smart growth and Agenda 21. On the local level, they've been giving money to like Congressman Sam Farr, who wrote the foreword to the final draft of Agenda 21. They are working with California Forward, which is an extension of Common Cause founded by the Rockefellers and Chase Manhattan Bank and IBM, of which Fred Keeley is a key member, along with Bruce McPherson. And they're advocating a service tax of 4%. So next time you go to get your car repaired or you get your hair cut or you have a landscaper, you're going to have to pay a 4% tax on top of the taxes that are already going. And the Democratic Central Committees up and down the state are waiting till after the election to take the protection of Proposition 13 away from business properties. So they're doing everything they can, like Maurice Strong's interview with West Magazine talking about the, putting the, jamming the gears of industry and commerce. That's exactly what they're doing, and they're getting the cover by the local newspapers that don't report all of this activity that a little bit of uncovering would reveal.
All right, well, let's go to Dan, who's calling us from Northern Kentucky. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. And, of course, Gary's talking about how the National Real Estate Organizations is certainly working against the interests of the private landholders, as is the local real estate people. And people don't understand that they've infiltrated all of our organizations. I saw this in organized medicine, where they infiltrated and took over control of the AMA and the California Medical Association, even control of our local medical society. And the average doctor didn't want to be involved. He just wanted to practice medicine, be left alone, not understanding that there's no way they're going to leave us alone. They want to control everything, and certainly whether it be the National Real Estate Organization or the American Medical Association or the American Dental Association, they infiltrated all of these organizations. Why? To control the members so there will be no organized opposition to what's going on. And they use the dues, whether it be of the real estate people or the doctors or the dentists or the lawyers, to work against maintaining a free and open society. We've got Dan calling from Northern Kentucky. We'll be back in a moment. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, right here at Radio Liberty.
Do you believe that you've seen the handwriting on the wall? More regulation, more taxation, and more Big Brother to come? All these things mean less of what we cherish, including liberty and freedom. Maybe you're looking to discover a place to relocate. After seriously considering several other countries, we've fallen in love with Chile. Don't get me wrong, it's not Shangri-La and it isn't a utopian society. Anywhere you go, there are trade-offs. Moving out of your own country and relocating thousands of miles away isn't for everyone. But if it seems interesting to you, call Jeanette at 413-835-7961. It's the United States phone number, but it rings in Chile. 413-835-7961 or go to the website at SouthernChilePropertiesCom. That's SouthernChilePropertiesCom. Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Invita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Dr. Stan. It says we have Dan calling from Northern Kentucky, and his question is there anything that can be done? It looks like it's all over, and Gary's point is, look, there are not very many people on the other side. And basically, we have to keep on trying because there are lots more of us than there are of them. But basically, they do everything by subterfuge. But people are beginning to wake up. And then the second question is, are there going to be an armed revolution? Is there anything else besides an armed revolution that's going to solve the problem? And Gary, how would you respond to that? Once again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But go ahead. How would you respond to that question? Are we going to have an armed revolution?
I think it's going to vary in every geographical area. What the conspirators have done with their world wars and so forth is to be able to create enough hatred and to militarize and to get the people behind their movements before. We right now have a tremendous ability with the internet, as long as it, for this brief window, we need to use that. The two things that the three things that will crush them is one, a morality, two, courage, and three, truth. And I think if you use those, and then the good sense to be very adamant and active in the protection of your own self and your own family, and to think that all the way through. A real gentle way to get a sense of survival, I think, is that series called Jericho. And it allows you to see some things that you might not have anticipated in your time. And it's kind of a mild form, but it it's probably radical for a lot of people because so many people are dependent on government and look to the newspapers for information. And those are two poison pills right there.
I think that if I can intervene, Dan, certainly there's no way that individuals with unsophisticated weapons can stand against an organized military. The only question is, may the military break down because of lack of finances? Certainly, if there were push came to shove, would the American military obey simply the Constitution, or would they obey illegal orders from their leaders? But I think that the most significant thing, that the advantage that we have, is we recognize that this is a spiritual battle. And basically, the question is not what is the military going to do, but what is God going to do? And let's hope that God will intervene on our side. I think he's going to bring terrible punishment onto America. I think it's going to influence both believers and non-believers, but I really do believe, and I hope and pray, that God will be merciful and he will get people like you and I and Gary through this. Although I will promise you one thing, we're in for some very, very difficult times, and we may lose everything we have. We may lose our lives. But if we have a proper relationship with our Lord, that is our hope. That is our promise. Anything else you want to say, Dan, before we let you go? I guess we lost Dan. Well, our telephone number once again, that is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment, our guest is Gary Arnold. He is, of course, speaking at the Conspiracy Conference this weekend, and he'll be speaking on Sunday. And, of course, Gary, would you like to get your website out, a telephone number, and the information, Sydney, that people want to get in touch with you?
Yes, let me give that website out again. It's called arnoldistheanswer.com. And if they look at the 16-page tabloid we put out there, it really is a generic. It can be used anywhere, and you're able to copy it and reproduce it there. There's some excellent artwork by David Dees, who's the Thomas Kincaid of this type of exposés. And because you're a national program, I'll not give my phone number out, but if there's anybody in the Santa Cruz area, we can use a few more foot soldiers out there for the last couple of days. But we've had such great support, and we've been being able to parlay a lot of information out there and multiply it by the thousands. In fact, the movie that's joined with this campaign has been uploaded thousands of times. The tabloid, we printed 15,000 of them to be distributed in the area. And we find people across the political spectrum. They're looking at this as a not a us against them type of situation. It's each other. It's us versus freedom versus tyranny. So we're moving in the right direction, and we're having a lot of success with it. And if people want to mimic or follow what we've done here, I'd be glad to talk to them. Let me give you an email address, and that people can communicate to me that way. It's whitepaper, that's one word, whitepaper, at AOL.com. And
basically, how expensive is it to turn out a tabloid like that, 15,000 of them?
Actually, it's very cheap, Stan. Well, you might be getting a glossy brochure or a number 10 envelope with somebody sending you a political flyer in the mail. It's cheaper to print a 16-page tabloid than it is to send something in a number 10 envelope because they get on those rotary presses and just, roll them out. And there you have the advantage that you can get into detail. You can show graphics. You can get into cartoons. You can actually make deal with issues rather than just quick behavioral impressions.
All right, fine. Well, how were you able to get them out? Did you mail them? Did you hand them out? Did you hand them out at shopping centers? How were you able to distribute them?
Right. Well, that's the most expensive thing, of course, is the postage. So that's where the good shoes come in handy, and it's all of those things. We hit the commercial centers and the where people do commerce, the coffee shops and the individual store owners. And also we're doing up and down the streets, door to door, house to house. And it's mostly the grease in your joints that keep you moving that do it. You know, early morning distribution is nice because it's cooler. And a lot of people have, the people that subscribe to newspapers, you can put your tabloid right next to the newspaper so you don't have to walk all the way to the porch in those instances.
Well, I've known Gary well over 40 years. He's been in this battle almost as long as I have. When did you get started, Gary?
Oh, boy, we're going back. 1966, and that was when I first met Anthony Hilder, by the way. In that particular campaign, I ran for state assembly, and we won a contested primary by distributing 47,000 paperback books. And those were None Dare Call It Treason, A Choice Not an Echo, which was one of the early books that revealed the Bilderberger Society. And that was Phyllis Schlafly. We've carried the torch and kept the thing alive to where we've got people that are really sharp like Alex Jones that can say in a few words, which sometimes takes me 15 minutes to try to stutter out. So we've got a lot of people that have joined in this fight, and a lot of young people. You look at the people that show up to the Ron Paul events, and it's very encouraging.
It really is. I'll never forget seeing Gary Arnold at somewhere, it must have been 66, 68, someplace there, and he was wearing this beautiful white hat, white suit, a black tie. I think they're black shoes. And of course, he has a little goatee. He's very, very distinguished looking. And that was my first impression of Gary Arnold, and that was, 46 years ago.
Yeah, I was working with Howard Jarvis on setting that up, and I did speaking throughout the state for him. And when a speaker got threatened with violence or whatever, and they didn't want to go, I'd step in, so.
Well, it's been a fascinating 46 years. Anyway, my telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And Gary's been on the front lines of this battle for a good long while. And basically, of course, he sees this certainly not simply as in a local community. He sees it in the geopolitical aspect. But you must understand that we certainly can think globally, but we must act locally. And so I think it's so important that people are involved at running for local office. And this is what the other side done. This is how they've been able to take over control of our governments all across America. And the subversive element controls so many city councils, they control so many county boards of supervisors, and they control our state legislature, and because, of course, they think globally, but they act locally. Number 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295, but we're approaching a climax in history. We'll either come out a free people, or we'll come out enslaved, and if people simply do nothing, they will have nobody to blame for this but themselves. If we lose our freedom, we lose our property, we lose our homes, we lose our families, we lose our lives, because going along with this agenda, Agenda 21, is much more than simply taking away private property rights, taking away the industrial foundation of our nation, impoverishing our people. They also have a genocidal program. They intend to markedly reduce the population of the world. They're already well underway for worldwide genocide. Go right ahead. Anything else you'd like to say, Gary?
Yeah, well, they're getting us from above by the chemtrails, and they're getting us below with the Gestapo meters. And the Agenda 21 is the Sovietization of the local communities. And, of course, at the national level, we got Leon Panetta now openly taking orders from the United Nations. It's pretty clear what's happening. And I encourage people to use the freedom that they've already got. You still have normally oral communications before your city councils and supervisors. You've got the internet. You've got programs like yours that people should send, you know, whatever they can per month, even if it's just a widow's mite. All of this makes a difference, and I'm starting to see it out there. And as people understand what's going on, they can make strategies for themselves. Don't get hooked into one organization where you end up with one leader. It's thousands of people making thousands of decisions, combating this enemy of freedom across the country and around the world.
And this really is a worldwide movement. The fact that you're not hearing about it simply reflects the fact that they control the media. They control largely what the American people think. They have their agents planted at every level of government. And so basically, because, of course, they control the media and television and radio, unless you listen to alternative radio, you're never going to have an idea of what's going on. Now, I will say that there is a growing awareness of Agenda 21, and I know Gary's been talking about it. Other candidates have been talking about it. So even the local newspaper, which I'm sure the last thing they want is for people to know what Agenda 21 is about, they've been almost forced to bring this up in the issues. And has this been brought up in any of the debates you've engaged in, Gary?
Well, I bring it up. this is my issue. The Mid-County Post in Santa Cruz did a long article, one of the best articles I've seen journalistically, about Agenda 21 and ICLEI. And again, if anybody contacts me at whitepaper@AOL.com, I'll make sure that they can get a copy of that. But the Mid-County Post did terrific. The Bill Gates' own Santa Cruz Sentinel gave me about three lines. In fact, when I went up to talk to the editorial board, I told them I did not want their endorsement, but I wanted them to hear, you know, to get what I was saying straight. And they ended up giving me a couple of lines because this is a paper that has endorsed the political machine and has hidden the information behind the chemtrails and the weaponized military rollout of these Gestapo meters, and they're usually in support of the fluoride being poured in the water. they're really the tool of the international community. They don't represent the local people here whatsoever. They keep up the fiction and the fraud that keep people dumbed down.
Well, fortunately, there is a growing awareness, not only in our community, but all across America, that there's something called Agenda 21. It does have some sort of a subversive effect. Well, of course, it's really a subversive organization. Could you explain to our listeners what ICLEI is, the International Council for Local Environmental Issues?
Well, in fact, this article in the Mid-County Post, they were thorough enough to contact the local ICLEI representative, which is out of Oakland. And they claim that they're not part of a conspiracy and they're just helping out. But in their response, they said that they helped the County of Santa Cruz create a climate action plan. Now, this climate action plan that was passed, again, looks like I mentioned earlier in the program, it looks like the Enabling Act times four. And I've got a copy of one of their IRS reports from ICLEI, and it shows it's a return of organizational exemption for income tax. And under the International Council for Local Environmental Initiatives, USA, located in Boston, Massachusetts, it says that they have created climate protection campaign to fund research, develop, and implement comprehensive programs reducing carbon emissions, local Agenda 21 campaign to supply support to local cities to address, get this, social, economic, and environmental. So it's not just environmental. They want to affect our culture socially, and they want to affect our economy. And that's exactly what they're doing. This is Diocletian times 10. This is incredible control in which they call for, in fact, this is right out of the Agenda 21, the pro-Agenda 21 book, It says that for far-reaching programs of Agenda 21 to be successful, we must be integrated into every human action, every personal decision, what we manufacture, what we buy, what we wear, how we travel, what we eat, who we choose as leaders, with a recognition that every single human action has an impact, unquote.
And that's exactly what communism is. It's regulation of every aspect of human life. And that's what ICLEI is really all about. That's what Agenda 21 is all about. This is the imposition of a fascist society in the name of protecting the environment. Ladies and gentlemen, this is funded by the Great Tax Exempt Foundation, people who create wealth like Sidney Al Gore and Sidney Bill Gates and Ted Turner. What do they want? It's all about power. It's all about control. When you understand that, it all makes sense. This is not accidental. It's a subversive, treasonous, worldwide activity in violation of our Constitution, and these people should be arrested and tried for treason. But of course, as someone once said, treason never does prosper, for if it prospers, none dare call it treason.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Whether you want more energy to keep up with everyday life or simply the great feeling that comes from better health, you won't get there without serious, proven nutritional support. I'd like to suggest that you try Propax NT. Propax contains a powerful group of nutrients called the NT factor, specifically designed and clinically validated to enhance cellular energy. Clinical trials have demonstrated that Propax improved participants' energy levels. They felt better, too. Why don't you go to the website for complete information? It's simply propax.com. That's propax.com. Or you can call 800-982-9158. Propax.com or 800-982-9158. Find out about Propax today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. We do hope you enjoyed our two-hour program this evening. I always enjoy Wednesday at our open line programs. I should mention that we'll do a program tomorrow night, but we're going to take the Friday off. I'm going to be going to the conference and getting our table set up. But this is the time when I need to remind our listeners all across America that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported. We're dependent upon those of you out across America who believe, as I do, that America is under attack today by powerful, subversive, forces from within, by powerful spiritual forces from within, because this is a spiritual battle being played out on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield. We certainly recommend our talks on the forbidden secret, the dark secret, my book on the Brotherhood of Darkness, our more recent DVD. It's entitled A Dangerous Deception. It includes my interview, certainly with Norman Dodd, the director of research for the Reese Committee, the only congressional committee ever allowed to investigate the Rockefeller, Ford, and Carnegie Foundations. And what did they find? Why, they were pushing Marxism and communism and socialism in America and throughout the world. Why were they doing that? Well, that's why you need to get the DVD, and of course I have associated with that a 45-minute monologue, along with my interview with Mr. Norman Dodd. You'll find it fascinating. And then, of course, we have a more recent DVD. It's called Population Control, the Covert Agenda. That's the latest DVD. We just got it. It's being made up, and we'll have that with us, so you can order it ahead of time. Population Control, the Covert Agenda, because there is a covert agenda. And the ideas of population control are truly frightening. Certainly, of course, we hope that you'll go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. You can listen to our radio programs. You can watch our DVDs. You can certainly read our newsletters. We do hope, if you're in a position to help financially, that you'll be willing to contribute to Radio Liberty, or if you have a product to advertise and if we feel it's appropriate for our audience, we'd be glad to consider carrying your advertisement. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Then we ask you, of course, to tell other people about our programs, to encourage them to listen, try to get them to understand that there are powerful spiritual forces at work in our society. A lot of people don't understand what we mean by spiritual forces, and so that's why you need to get our material. You need to watch it. You need to understand there is another dimension. The people on the other side understand the other dimension. The average individual, the average Christian, really doesn't believe in the supernatural, and yet, how could Jesus walk on water if there isn't a supernatural dimension? How could Jesus certainly materialize in a locked room? How could he suddenly be crucified and died and buried and resurrected unless there's a spiritual component to everything going on today? And one of the great tragedies of today is that the churches, the modern churches, certainly play down the spiritual dimension. It is not imaginary. It is very real. And of course, there is not only the good spiritual dimension, there is a spiritual dimension on the dark side. And until you understand that, very little going on in the world today makes sense. So we certainly ask you to evaluate my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Our telephone number again, 1-800-544-8927. We ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival. Pray for our leaders and our ministers, but please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection, and for Alex and Joyce and John Loeffler. And then please, until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Beside her and God. All Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. Thank you so much for joining us today, taking time out of your busy day to figure out what the heck is going on.